like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Mary Urena.
And this is It's Movie Time, and it's holiday time.
It's the best time of year if you love the movies.
So are you looking forward to anything that's new?
Mary Poppins Returns.
You try to fill the shoes. Is it Julie Andrews?
Julie Andrews.
Emily Blunt? I don't know.
As classic as it is and as beloved as it is, there was a lot of criticism of Dick Van Dyke at the time because of his over-the-top Cockney accent.
Oh, yes, yeah. Interesting.
Great opportunity to update the film with new voices. The Davis children are older, and she returns to help them recapture the magic of their childhood, as was the same in the Ewan McGregor film with Winnie the Pooh. So I'm looking forward to it.
Well, okay, and I'm looking forward to it skeptically. It's a time, it seems to me, also wear costume dramas, like The Favorite.
Yes.
Queen Anne. Olivia Colman is playing her, as well as two very fine contemporary actresses.
Emma Stone and Rachel Weisz.
Boy,
it's interesting that there's three female lead characters, protagonists and antagonists.
Excellent,
which is wonderful.
Mary, the classic favorites.
I want to thank my friends on Facebook for answering my quick poll question. Oh. The two that most people resonated at and that I'm looking forward to seeing are It's a Wonderful Life and Miracle on 34th Street.
I think you hit the two big ones. The only one you didn't hit was my favorite, Bad Santa.
I wouldn't call those classic. But there was a couple of nods amongst my friends for White Christmas and Holiday.
Well,
A more serious film that I'm interested in seeing is If Beale Street Could Talk, from Barry Jenkins, who co-wrote Moonlight and directed
and
Moonlight.
From the James Baldwin story.
Yes.
Strange story. Young couple falsely accused.
He becomes falsely accused of a crime, and it derails their relationship.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So.
But it also causes conflict within their families.
Well, currently out there is The Green Book.
One of the best films of the year.
Without question, yeah.
Totally transformed.
Yes.
Viggo Mortensen.
Unbelievable.
Totally transformed physically in this role.
And it has a Christmas ending.
It does.
You know, for us Italians, it's a perfect one. But you're also reminding me of another transformation coming up.
Yes, in Vice. Christian Bale plays Dick Cheney.
Holy.
I had to watch the trailer twice to convince myself that he plays Dick Cheney. He's so transformed in the weight gain and then the makeup and the prosthetics.
George Bush, delightfully played by Sam Rockwell. He says, yeah, that sounds good to me. You know, I mean, Cheney is working him already.
Oh, completely.
You know, I don't want to be vice, but if, you know, I'll take over foreign policy.
Basically, your role as president, right. I will take over.
And Bush says, yeah, that sounds good.
Well, it totally confirmed my theory that there was a bit of a puppet presidency going on.
Oh, Lord. Oh. Well, Clint Eastwood. The film is called The Mule. An old guy in his 80s pulling a job to get some extra money as a drug mule.
I am skeptical about that.
You
one.
Should.
There was one typical guy suggestion that Die Hard, the top vote getters were Love Actually. And the other one, which if you're an Ohioan, especially from Cleveland, A Christmas Story.
Well, Mary, does that leave anything for us? Aquaman, we have to deal with one way or the other.
Something for the whole family.
Well, something for you and me at Eternity's Gate.
Oh.
About Van Gogh.
Yes.
This is Julian Schnabel is the director, and Willem Dafoe plays Van Gogh. One that I'm looking forward to that may not necessarily be Christmas, but it looks like fun. And it's called Holmes and Watson with
Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly. And the one that we have not yet mentioned, and as we leave our...
Yes.
...is Welcome to Marwen.
Yes.
It looks like one of the most unusual films. It's based on a true story of a man who was severely injured in an attack. And to recover, he creates this world of dioramas with dolls portraying scenes that help him heal. In addition to a very likable actor in Steve Carell playing the lead role.
We've had a pretty good year on It's Movie Time, Mary.
We have had a wonderful time. Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the full shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.